You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together.
Hi, everyone. This is Helen and Kara from MomTalk.ca. When was the last time you and your husband went on a date? No kids, no distractions, time together to talk and enjoy one another's company. If the answer to this question is before the kids, listen in. Today's show is all about making date night a priority. So how important is date night? Very important, say the experts. Dr. Phil says one of the most important things you can do for your children is to take care of their mom and dad. Don't stop being friends and lovers because you've become parents. Schedule in date nights for just the two of you. Remember why you fell in love in the first place. Okay, so we understand that date night is important, but do experts realize how hard it is to pull it off? Some of us have a hard time getting out for groceries, much less getting out on a date with our husbands. We can't get a sitter or the kids are too young. Some of us don't have any money, so how do we make it happen? The reality is that despite the fact that a date out of the house is a great way to connect with our spouse, we all know that it's not always easy and doable. So if going out on a regular basis is not possible, then have your date at home. Okay, so Kara, with four kids, I'm sure you and Andrew have your own set of challenges when it comes to date night.
Yes, it's been a long time since we've actually had a date night, per se. We have had a date lunch. Just before Christmas, we had a nice buffet meal and went out for lunch, just the two of us. And his mother watched the little ones while the older ones were in school. But it is a bit of a challenge for us because of the fact that we have four little ones and Finn is, well, he just turned a year old now. And so when he was a lot smaller, it was more difficult to find someone to come into the house to stay with the kids and get out. So hopefully now that he's a little older, we will be able to do some more out of the house dates, but we have done a few in-house dates.
Well, I think probably one of the most important things is I think that we all get sort of hung up on date night, but I think you're right. Like if you went out for a lunch, I mean, I think just getting out and spending time with one another is the most important thing. And I think you just have to find the time of day that works best for you. One of the ideas I wanted to share was just like a breakfast date. If you have kids who don't get up really, really early and you are inclined to be up early, even sitting and enjoying coffee together and just spending a bit of time in the morning is a great way. It may not be like an official date, but it's still a really nice way to stay connected with your husband. And that's not necessarily at night. So I think lunch and breakfast can be easily overlooked as a time to spend together, especially if you're on holidays. If the kids do stay in bed, then plan to have a nice picnic breakfast outside or something if it's good weather. So you're hoping to have a bit of time to do date night. Do you think that you should schedule it?
I think you definitely have to schedule it. Otherwise, things just get in the way. Life gets in the way, right?
Yes, I agree. We have friends who have date night every week and some that just have it once a month. What do you think is really doable for most?
I think if you can do it once a month, you're doing really well. A week would be fantastic, but I think if you can get that time, that one-on-one time once a month, I think that you're doing really well.
Right, yeah. We'll do a future show about date nights where you actually leave the house. But I think if you could plan a date night out of the house once a month, I think that probably is a realistic goal. And for anyone who can do it on a weekly basis, then good. I mean, lucky you. But I think most of us probably planning something once a month financially and just for the time is probably the maximum. But then I think that our topic for today plays itself nicely into the rest of the month, because I think you'd need to, unless you work maybe off each other, because some people do for childcare, if you are in the house and maybe sitting and watching TV and doing other things together, but not really together, divide some of that time up and call it a date night, but do it at home so that the cost is down. You don't have the same childcare needs and just, maybe spruce up one of the nights that you might normally sit and just watch a favorite show. So I think it is possible to do something weekly, just not out of the house.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think sometimes just making it fun too. Like for instance, we have one of our members, Marg. She has lots of home date ideas. And one of them that she mentioned here was she makes it a theme, like a theme evening. For example, she'll make Mexican food, play some Mexican music. She picks it up at the library or Walmart, throw a colorful tablecloth on the table, and bring out her brightest dishes and napkins. And it brings a little cheer to the long, dreary winter days, for sure. I thought that idea was great, like, making a theme night. Maybe you've been to vacation in the past before kids or maybe with the family. Maybe you can sit down and do a slideshow of your photos and just sit together and watch things like that, either on your computer or sometimes you can actually do slideshows through your TV. I know that we have our network so we can watch all of our pictures on our TV and just sit down and view those together.
I think that's a great idea. Over Christmas, I was moving some boxes around that had some photos. My husband stopped to look at a few of them from, you know, before we ever had kids and when we were in college. And he was laughing. And I think he'd actually enjoy an evening where we just kind of went through them. Most of these are paper, so we'd actually have to look at them, maybe put them in an album so we can look at them without the big box. I think that's a really easy and inexpensive way. And I also think when you're looking at, you know, maybe a vacation or time in college or before kids or even in the early days of having kids, I think it helps to take you back to a time where you really had a bit more time to be connected. I think that's a good idea. One post that I saw on the boards in the date club board was one suggestion, which I thought was very simple but good. And the username is All For Them. And she says that what makes a great date is laughing, lots and lots of laughing. And I was saying to Kara earlier that I think sometimes in the craziness of life that we sometimes forget about the laughing and, you know, we can get stressed out over trying to keep our schedules going and get the kids here and kids there. So I think a date night where you can have some fun and laugh is good. So whether that's maybe watching a comedy or even the comedy channel can be pretty funny, or even playing a game that might get the laughing going, I think would be pretty funny.
The one challenge that I have, Helen, that I find, and I'm sure a lot of other people have it as well, is that I find our conversation generally tends to be around the kids. And it's, you know, I find it's hard to get off of that topic. They are our life. But that's one thing that, you know, maybe you have a night where you make a rule that tonight is just about us. Conversation about the kids is off topic. So
I think that it is hard not to. And if you have gone several years without really being connected to your husband, and you know, I think we all know that if we don't nurture that relationship, eventually you will kind of grow apart. And hopefully if that has happened, that you will maybe start doing a date night to try and get yourself back to, you know, where you started. But I think, you know, things like looking at old pictures can bring in conversations about things that you did before. And, you know, like if it's holidays and trips and things like that, I think it can take the conversation into another direction. But I think some of us might need a bit of a tool for that. So I think it's great to say, okay, we're not going to talk about the kids tonight, but for some of us, I think we actually need a bit of help with what do we talk about then? Because if you can't talk about what bills you have to pay or the kids or, you know, all the stuff that you would normally talk about, then it's like, okay, what do you talk about? Especially if you're one of those couples who is now at the point where it's like, okay, what do I say? I think maybe pulling out pictures or even like grabbing a box of CDs and going through some old music and listening to it. Because I think that we often will remember certain people when we hear certain songs, and then that can get the conversation going as well. So I think we just have to think a little bit in advance and ourselves as moms and then see how things go from there. I know my husband and I went out a couple of years ago, and I kind of felt like the conversation was like, okay, what are we going to talk about? And it's almost like you're so busy and you're rushing, you finally sit down and it's almost like you draw a blank. So I think going into the date, you need to have a couple things in your head about what you might want to talk about, or else you may get one of those blank things and then it's a bit awkward with somebody you've been married to for a long time. So Kara, you had mentioned something to me about one of the Canadian Parents members talking about having a fondue.
Yes. Actually, we have a thread on our date club board right now, and actually it's from a couple of years ago, but it's a great thread, and I think that you get a lot of information on it. It's called Cheap Date Night Ideas, and Mom to Darn Bree, she said that her husband and her try to have at least one date a month. Sometimes they're unable to get a babysitter and or don't have much money, so we'll have a home date. After the children go to bed, we have a nice dinner. Sometimes she makes a fondue or just cheese and cracker tray, and have a couple glasses of wine, and just relax and talk. No TV, no computer, and the phone is turned off. It's nice just to set aside that time to be husband and wife. And she said another inexpensive thing to do, and now this is outside of the house, depending on your willpower, is to go to the mall, just walk around and have coffee and people watch. It's amazing the people that you run into that you haven't seen for years.
Those are great ideas. We have never had a fondue, just Phil and I, but when you told me about that, I thought, well, I think I would like to try that. We do fondue with the kids, but of course, you know, it's a bit more complicated when there's kids involved. I think that's kind of a fun way to eat for a date.
Well, you know, why not light some candles, get some chocolate, some strawberries, and, you know, make it romantic.
Yeah, definitely. I think food is actually a good way to work a date night at home in, whether it's an actual meal or even just some favorite nibblies from your pantry while you're watching a movie or playing a game or whatever. One idea I thought might work if you have older kids, because if you're having a date night at home, unless you're lucky enough that the kids have gone somewhere, the reality is they're probably at home. So if they're babies, they may be sleeping. But if you have older kids, you know, like 11, 12, 13, 14, they're not going to bed at 8 o'clock. So what do you do with them? And I thought it would be kind of neat, especially my kids, because they're so into cooking and food, that they could prepare a menu and create a nice dinner for us. And like we're going out for dinner. And then once that's all finished, they can watch their movie and then we can have a bit of time and they eventually do go to sleep. So I think when it comes to food that you can get the kids involved and they, I think, would have just as much fun pretending they were a maitre d' and a server. And then you at least get the feeling that you're going out for dinner.
That's a great idea because I can just see Mackenzie making a menu and, you know, drawing pictures on it. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. And I think if you go outside and come in, not only for the kids to feel that they have these people coming into the restaurant, but also for you, it's like, it's almost like you get to start your date by leaving the house and coming back in, and then it's more of an official date. So I know my kids would love doing that, and I think I might try that with them. So I will let you know how that goes. And you should try that with Mackenzie because she's old enough that she would probably have a lot of fun. She could give her brother some jobs as well. I think when you're at home and the kids are there, you do have to find ways to work around it. And if the plan is to do it in the evening, if you have kids who go to bed at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, then there still is a bit of time after that to have a bit of time together. But often, you know, we're tired and we don't stay up until 3 and 4 in the morning like we did before we had kids. So.
Well, because those same kids will be up at 7 a.m.
Yes. Exactly. So I think it's all in timing. And I think if you can create a date night out of the house once a month, then you know that that is kind of your special night. But when you have these date nights at home, if you can kind of roll with the punches a little bit and if you just take turns checking on the kids or if one of the kids is a bit restless, then just take turns. And at least then if you have like a space, like your family room or wherever you're going, then that's like your date area. Then if you leave it, it's like taking a time out and then come back and then resume what you were doing. And I think you have to kind of create a bit of a feel to the room, but, you know, put some candles on or, you know, whatever works for the relationship.
Yeah.
I think so. And I think, you know, when it comes to creating that feel, it depends on where you are and what time of the day. Like if it's morning and maybe you're having some sort of breakfast date or if it's an afternoon and your husband's coming home for lunch while the kids are at school, I think it depends. You're not going to put candles on at noon. So I think you just kind of need to pick and choose whatever works for the occasion. I think, though, that it has to be something that is realistic. And I think it also has to be something that complements both you and your husband and try not to create dates that are not who you really are. So thinking back to when you first got together and the things that you're interested in and pull some of those things in, but don't try to create something that isn't actually there or else it will be, I think, a bit awkward, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I find that with Andrew and I, we both have a love for food. So generally our dates revolve around food, whether it's in the house or out of the house. So he knows the way to my heart is through good meal.
Well, I know my husband and I, we went to college together and have been married for 20 years. So we're very comfortable with each other. I think I could whip up a pot of macaroni and cheese and watch a movie from when we were in college. And that could be a really fun date night for us. It would still create a bit of conversation. It would still be a lot of fun. Very simple, very inexpensive. I mean, macaroni, for goodness sakes. But still, I mean, sometimes you have to reach back to the days when that's all we ate. I also find music is a great way to connect. So definitely food and music, I think, are two important things to have in a date night. But also, you know, like even TV or a hockey game, it, you know, I don't think that you should completely shift away from what you are really true to. So if Saturday night, like it is in our house, is hockey night, and we decide to have a date night on a hockey night, I know my husband's very flexible. We can watch a bit of the game and we can do other things as well. So I think you just have to be pretty relaxed when you're having a date at home.
Definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Watch for more on date night and future shows on momtalk.ca. And for more information on today's show, visit momtalk.ca. Drop by the CPO message boards where you will find the Date Club, a great spot to share date night ideas and questions and concerns.